Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two high-profile deadly shootings last month did not convince the Senate to take up gun reform legislation. And today, President Biden said whether or not Congress asks, he will. He has tools and will use them, including new executive orders. Here he is speaking in the Rose Garden.
I asked the Attorney General and his team to identify for me immediate, concrete actions I could take now without having to go through the Congress. And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence.
Biden also announced that gun safety advocate David Chipman would lead the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives. NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow is here. And Scott, we know gun control groups have lobbied the Biden administration for weeks now for more aggressive regulations. What exactly will these orders do?
Yeah, a couple different things. One would seek to curb these kits that allow people to assemble what are called ghost guns, guns you make yourself and therefore you don't need to purchase in stores where there are more background checks and regulations in play. The second rule would put more regulations on stabilizing braces, equipment that you add to pistols to make them act more like rifles. They're more accurate. These was used in a recent mass shooting. Certainly more limited than what Congress could pass. I think we're going to talk about that. But a lot of anti-gun violence groups praise these moves. It is worth emphasizing rules like this do take a while to go into effect, to be formally drafted and approved. So it'll be a while before those kick in.
Right. And advocates did want more universal background checks and assault weapons ban. So what does this say about what the Biden administration can do since Congress is deadlocked?
And you may remember a few weeks ago in that first press conference, President Biden irritated some of these groups by seeming to imply that he didn't view preventing gun violence as a priority on the level of infrastructure. But Biden has supported a lot of different measures in the past, and today he was pretty forceful on this issue, ticking off specific things he wants Congress to pass, like an assault weapons ban, it's expanding background checks, ending immunity from lawsuits for gun manufacturers. He said that for him is the most important step that could be taken. And this is a real growing theme of the Biden administration. He was addressing Republican unwillingness to take these measures up by saying, even if Republican lawmakers in Congress don't want to do this, these things are broadly popular with people throughout the country, according to a lot of public opinion polls.
Right. And then there's David Chipman. He actually worked for the ATF for 25 years before becoming a gun safety advocate. What more do we know about him?
Yeah, a longtime high-profile supporter of more gun control measures. He works at Giffords, the anti-gun violence group founded by former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Giffords was actually in the audience today at the White House for this event. In fact, President Biden, when it ended, ran over to the front row to greet her, give an elbow bump. He jumped. He joked that he was told not to do that because the administration is so careful about pandemic safety. But, I mean, she's clearly probably the most high-profile person in the conversation about gun control, and this is a top ally of hers.
We should say President Biden is also trying to address gun violence through his huge infrastructure and jobs plan. It includes $5 billion to support community-based violence prevention programs. What would that do?
And this is something that actually Attorney General Garland said today, that he's directing the Department of Justice to start giving out grant money for similar programs already. A lot of different types of programs that focus on different kinds of interventions, you know, looping mental health and social services and more, having advocates who go and talk to people at risk for committing gun violence. In short, these are approaches to try and stop shootings before they happen.
Yeah. And speaking of deadlocked Senates and this infrastructure bill, we know that Democrats hope that they could perhaps get it through without having to negotiate with Republicans through all sorts of, rules changes. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin put out an op-ed last night saying, no, I want bipartisanship. I'll never vote to eliminate or weaken the filibuster, which would include Republicans. Just quick, how's Washington reacting to that?
You know, I think it's no surprise, despite some cryptic comments in between, Manchin has said all along that he was very unwilling to vote for changes. And of course, you would have to get Senator Sinema from Arizona on board as well. I think gun bills are a good example of something that just can't get passed in a reconciliation package. Infrastructure probably can if Democrats stay together.
Yeah. NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.